Eventually, yeah.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
A book by Nahari Sarkar called Bhakti Ratnakar. And the fifth chapter is all about Braj Prakrama. How Raghava Pandit takes Narottam and Srinivas, the second generation of Vaishnavacharyas, on Prakrama of Braj. And when they get to Nandagram, he says, just see on the western side of Nandeshwar Parvat, the place where Vrindadevi eternally resides and organizes all the leelas of Braj. So when you go to Vrindakun, you will find out that we're directly on the western side of Nandeshwar Parvat. We watch the sunrise over Nanda Baba's temple. So this is the eternal residence of Vrindadevi. Whole Vrindavan is named after Vrindadevi. Vrindavan is Vrindadevi's forest. But she has appointed, she has surrendered the forest at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So Radharani's become Vrindavan Ishwari. But Radharani has appointed Vrindadevi as the, what do you say? Bogina? The goddess of the forest of Vrindavan. Bogina? And forest?
Ghost.
It's the forest goddess? How will you say? Forest goddess? Gosna Boginya. Gosna Boginya. The father, the forest goddess. So before we begin, we're going to chant the Vrindadevi Astak, written by Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. And this is, it's like a stuti, so we'll all sing together in a special way. After a couple of verses, you'll catch on how it goes. But we'll all sing together instead of back and forth like we usually do. Played on harmonium before. Gange champe tarit virindi, Gange champe tarit virindi, Rochi pravaha snapitatma vrinde, Bandu karandu juti divyavaso, Bandu karandu duty divya vaso brinde namaste charanada vindam brinde namaste bimba rodhitva mandasya bimba rodhitva mandasya nasagramuta Duty de Pitasye Vichit Naradna Badana Sriadye Vichit Naradna Badana Sriadye Brinde Namaste Sadanada Vindam Samasta Vaikun Shiro Mano Sri Samasta Vaikunda Chiromanasi Krishna Srivrindavana Danya Danya Dattarikare Vrishabhanuputra Dattarikare Vrishabhanuputra Vrinde Namaste Vrinde Namaste Twaragya pala puspa bringa Twaragya pala puspa bringa Brigadi virmadava kelikunja Madhvadi virbandi
vibhushamana madvadi birbandi vibhushamana brinde namaste brinde namaste sadanana vindam vadiyadutyen nigunyayuno yadiyadutyen nigunyayuno radyu kayoke vilasasiri dvadaso bhagam kena nirujatam tat dvadaso bhagam kena nirujatam tat rinde namaste jananada vindam rinde namaste jananada vindam rasa vilaso vasati chavrinda rasa vilaso vasati chavrinda vane kare sang saroja seva labhya chapunsa kripaya deva labhya chapunsa kripaya deva brinde namaste Brinde namaste jananadavindam Tvam kirjase sattva tatandra vidmir Tvam kirjase sattva tatandra vidmir Lila vidana kila krishna shakti Taveva murti tulasi nirloke Taveva murti Tulasi nirloke brinde namaste jananadavindam brinde namaste jananadavindam bhaktya bahina aparada lakshay bhaktya bahina aparada lakshay jivdasya kamari rangamadye Kripa mahi dvam sharanam brabhanna Kripa mahi dvam sharanam brabhanna Brinde Brinde namaste charanaravindam Brindastakam ya srinuyat patedva Brindastakam ya Srinuyat padedma Vrindavana disha Padavda bringa Saprapya Vrindavana nidyavasa Saprapya Vrindavana nidyavasa Tad prema seva Lavate kritata Tad prema seva Srimati Vrindadevi Maharani Ki.
So in Sanskrit there's two things. One is Namaha and one is Numaha. Namaha we know means to offer obeisances. And Numaha means to glorify. O Vrindadevi, I glorify your lotus feet. Vrinde Numaste Charanarabindam. Mr.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, we have a small presentation of Vrindakund. This Vrindakund, what we see together, if you have been there, So it was not like that before. I don't know how many of you know, but nearly more than around 20 years back, our dear Dinabandhu Prabhu started taking up that project and started developing a beautiful temple over there. So this small presentation will show you what it was before and what it is there now. And some future project also is there in our mind, which we can also present over here.
So this is a kund that's behind Brindakund. This is called Guptakund.
Mishra Prabhu, there is no sound coming from the laptop.
Soundtrack also.
There is sound. It's in the actor room. No sound. That is not the sound. Okay, now it's okay.
So this is a special kund behind Brindakund called Guptakund. You see it in it. It's very, very... This is the original deity that was there at Brindakund. It's broken, but we can just barely make out that it was obviously Radha and Krishna. Because we're praying every day to Vrindadevi that just let us see that Yugala Roop before our very eyes. Moraya Vilas, Vilas Kunja Dios, Nayane Hiri Usada, Yugala Rupa Rashi. And this is the original temple that was built by Baba Madhav Das. We learned later he was actually a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, so he was Prabhupada's godbrother. But when there was trouble in Gaudiya Math, go back. Then he left and came to Braj and became a no-nonsense Babaji. He was very strict. So he built this little temple, and then he came to me, said that I have this little temple of Brindadevi, and now I'm stricken with cancer, so I'm going back to Godhead, so if you can please take over this place. There's one of the residents of the Kund. And some of Vrindadevi's parrots, they're always coming and going. There's the old deity of Vrindadevi that Baba Madhav Das installed. Later some dacoits stole her and broke her, so we had to put her in the bottom of Pavan Sarovar. But you see, with her right hand, she's back. With the right hand, she's giving us blessing. Maybe if we go back in the left hand, well, you can't see in, I think, in this picture. Well, in her left hand, she's holding a lotus flower. In that lotus flower, there's a little yellow parrot named Daksha, who has lakhs and lakhs of parrot disciples, who fly all over Braj and come back and tell Brindadevi everything that's going on. This is how she manages all the lilas. There's, during the rainy season, you see the water is almost up to the level of the temple patio. And there's a view. On the equinox day, we'll see the sun rise directly behind that temple tower of Nandagam, 21st March and 21st September. So that means we're directly on the western side of Nandagam. And at that time, you see the soil was very, very salty. So you hardly see any trees or anything growing there. It was great difficulty. By putting so much cow dung and watering and everything, we managed to somehow yet some things to grow. See, gradually things are beginning to grow. And some festival day, there's a view from Nandagam. And then,
side view of the temple?
No, this is a little two-story bhajan kutir that Baba Madhav Das built. And I guess we have our kitchen set up over there with this particular festival.
Any guess who that person is?
We have this old, go back, this old beautiful neem tree there. And you can see behind me, behind the little bamboo fence, is a beautiful tulsi garden. So we used to sit underneath this neem tree and do kirtan and katha. We used to have a nice carved stone sign, but unfortunately some truck swerved off the road and smashed it. So. But you can see it was quite simple and not much growing because the soil is very salty.
And this is the construction, right?
And this is somewhere in the either 99 or 2000 we started construction, maybe even after that. So we started to construct this beautiful Rajasthani style temple. And you see, go back. The old temple Baba had in front of that tree. Now that tree is a Sami tree. In Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explains that Sami wood is one of the woods that's used for yajnas. And if you're a student of Mahabharata, then you remember that Arjuna put all the weapons in a leather case and he hung them in a sami tree. And then he put a dead body next to it so nobody would ever go near. So this is a very ancient sami tree. And I told you that from sitting there on the equinox day, 21st March and 21st September, you see the sun rise directly behind that temple tower of Nandagam. So I didn't want to move the temple from that place. You go ahead. So we had to... So we had... Go back. So we had to... go out over the water. Because there's no other place. Because everybody said, no, put it in the middle. It'll be symmetrical. I said, Brindakund has got its own symmetry. So we had to make a water palace. So we went out over the water. And first of all, Achyuta Prabhu, who built it, he told me, well, we can't build right in front of the tree. We have to build a foundation. It's got to go very high, so we'll have to build a foundation. We'll chop all the roots and the tree will die. And I said, in every big city, underneath all those tall buildings, nothing but parking lot. There's nothing underneath them, so you figure it out. So instead of going down, we went up. We made a big platform. We didn't go dig 1/4 inch. We left all the dirt as it was and all the roots as they were. We built this big platform. And then away from the tree, we put 4 columns into the ground, all the reinforcing bar welded into the main platform. So that also gave it, you know, the spreading out. Going out way out like this, we spread out the weight and put those columns to give it stability because we had to go up. And it just so happens that all the branches of the tree go like this. We went up 35 feet without having one little branch we had to nip. And now you see, go back. Here's one. Yeah, you can see the tree is shading our temple and embracing our temple. And you can't see so much in this one, but when you see the sun go down, you have to imagine that this part of the tree over here, that's Krishna, with his sika hanging down. And he's swinging, he's holding on to Radharani like this, and Radharani with her braid hanging down. She's leaning way back like this, and Radha and Krishna are spinning around. When it's sunset, then you can see it very clearly. Mm-hmm. And behind, you see the Samadhi of Baba Madhav Das, that little building behind there. Because on the very day that the sun enters its northern course, on the Chaitra Pratipad, Baba left this world while I was chanting morning melody. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. It was early in the morning. Govindadasi, our dear God sister Govindadasi, was holding a painting of Vrindadevi that appeared on the cover of Back to Godhead one year in front of his eyes. And while I was singing, he said, Hare Krishna, and left this world, and we put him in Samadhi there. Yeah. So here, of course, is the installation day. Ambarisha's wife. But just now, I always... Swaha, Mother Swaha. Because I told you the Dakwites broke the old deity. They thought, because foreigners are there, she's old deity was all covered with paint. So they thought underneath it must be gold or silver because foreigners are there. So they stole the deity, they broke it and saw that it was just marble, and they left her on the side of the road. And we had to place her in the bottom of Kusum Sarovar. Pavan Sarovar. So then Mother Swaha, Ambarisha Prabhu's wife, who's very devoted to Vrindadevi and Tulsi, she donated this very beautiful, gorgeous deity of Vrindadevi. And the guy in Jaipur who made her, he had to start three times. Every time he started making Vrindadevi, it broke. Second time, broke. He said, only when I make a deity for a very ancient place and very special place, this happens. So third time he started on Nirjala Kadasi day, and this was the result. Yeah. There's a beautiful picture of Vrindakund now. You know how you see bushes are starting to grow, trees are starting to grow. All decorated up for the festival. We're all sitting there taking prasadam. Okay. And Baba had built the temple like this, you know, he put all the auxiliary buildings and then the temple all in a big line like that. And staying there in Vrindakund, I realized, I think, was it here I was talking about the Lu, the western wind? Yeah. So I understood that in the summertime, this particular configuration blocks that Lu from coming. I understood why he did that, so I also made all the kitchen and all the Didi paraphernalia room and the guest room, everything is all in the big line like this to block the Lu from coming. In the background is Devi Shakti, who was very, very instrumental in helping this project. In the blue sari sitting up above, that's Devi Shakti. She's been in Vrindavan longer than me even. Okay. And you see our nice plates, huh? For those who've never been to India, these are leaf plates and leaf cups. We're not like you. We don't allow plastic in Vrindavan. Even Vrindavan temple, we don't allow plastic. Only paper plates or leaf plates, but no plastic. It's just polluting our braj and ruining our environment. There's some of Vrindadevi's parrots. They fly all over braj and come back and tell Vrindadevi everything that's going on. So you see the leaves of the Sami tree are very much like a Imli tree. Have you ever seen an Imli tree? Similar formation, little tiny leaves on a stem. And then we invited all of the sadhus of Nandagam and Barsana to come for the feast when we installed the deities. After the Abhishek, then we fed all of these sadhus. Everybody from Nandagam and Barsana came. We fed them, you know, nice prasadam, and we gave them all dakshina. And they gave all their blessings. Here we're, this must be, well, this is disappearance day of Baba. There's our very devoted pujari, Bhagwat Prasad. And right behind him in blue is his daughter, Brindadevi. He has 7 sons. If any of your girls go there to Brindakun, you take the dust to the feet of his wife, Rajeshwari. She has 7 sons and 1 daughter. She's very powerful, Brishvasi. You'll get lots of blessings. You'll get very nice children if you take the foot dust of Rajeshwari. So his daughter Brinda is right behind. Now she has 2 daughters and 1 son. And this is Baba Madhav Das. And then this is back to the installation festival. Feeding everybody. A little pandal we set up. There's Tulsi Devi. And there's the new Vrinda Devi Didi. In her, one of her peacock outfits. There. This is the Vrinda Devi in Kamivan. If anybody's ever been to Kamivan, this is the Vrinda Devi in Kamivan. These are all very, oh, there's the Abhishek. And then you see there's a little brass deity of Brindadevi that was also stolen by some dacoits because they thought it was made of gold. Wait a minute, go back. On our right side, the little Brindadevi's left side, that is the original Sheila who was there at Brindakun. It was the original Giriraj who was there. Then just on Brindadevi's right side, our left side, that's Shalagram Maharaj, somebody gave us. And then you see 2 little dark and light Govardhan Shilas on the throne there. That was Baba's personal deities that he worshipped as Radha and Krishna. And after he left this world, then we placed them on the altar. Now so many Girirajas are there. As soon as you get one Giriraj, he calls all his friends. So all their friends have come. And that picture of Panchatattva, for me, that's this very special picture. Because when I went to LA Temple and to get trained up after joining in Boulder, that was on our altar, that particular painting of Panchatattva. So that was the first Panchatattva that I ever worshipped. So I got this picture and we keep it on our altar. Okay. Well, there's Govindadasi's painting that was on Back to Godhead. This was... If you look at the bottom parrot on our right side, you can see Govindadasi's name there. And we should all pray for her recently. She was in a car accident and the bag, the airbag flew up in a wrong way. It was defective and somehow she lost her eye. So we should all pray for her to bear up under this difficulty that has come her way. No, they couldn't save it. Now they put it in a glass eye.
Different colored parrot?
Yeah. Yeah, Baba Madhav Das told us that in Krishna's time, there was blue, yellow, green, red, so many different colored parrots were there. Now we only see the green parrots. But I'll tell you a secret. All the colored parrots went off to Australia after Krishna left. If you've ever been to Australia, the most incredible parrots. Just fly, even in a big city like Sydney, just like across the street from our temple in Sydney, there's a park, and in that park, there's cockatoos, great big cockatoos flying around free. I don't know here, but in America, you spend $2,000 or $3,000 for one of them, they're just flying around the park. So they all went off to Australia. Okay. This is the installation day. More Abhishek photos. Yogurt. Now that Ghata near the side, we fixed it up. Now that's sort of a intermediate stage there. And you see now trees are starting to grow all around the Kund. There's a great grey heron who sometimes visits Arkund. This tree on the left, I see this also here, similar tree. With, it's sort of like a pine tree, but not really a pine tree. I see them also here like this. In Braj we call it parasha. And in the springtime it gets this pink, like fuzzy flowers all over it. Not the flowers, not, just like, it looks like a pink fuzz all over the branches. You see everybody enjoying themselves in the Vrindavan. You see the temple. Go back. See how beautifully reflected into the waters of Vrindavan. Okay. And then you see here we're building that colonnade on the side of the temple. Now that colonnade is finished. This is a picture when it was going on. There's Abhishek picture also. Oh, we're going to put wood beams from the building to the colonnade there, and then have creepers crawl in it. So you're like, to enter the temple, you're like entering into the Kunj. It's one of the things I have to yet to do.
There's a comparative
picture from my, yeah, there's the old picture, the old temple, and the new temple, taken from the rooftop of my Bhajan Kutir. There's festival day. Every time we have festival, then before we feed all of the devotees, then we have all the sadhus of Nandagam come and we feed them prasadam. Just to get all their blessings. See, I'm giving dakshina to all the sadhus. And then we sit in the grass like this, and all the devotees sit and take prasadam. Yeah, I'm giving dakshina to the sadhus here. That's the pujari's eldest son. He was born on in the Purushottam month, and his son was born in Purushottam month. That's his eldest son there. Trilok, but we call him Tilo. Now you can see the ghats are nicely finished off. You see lots of trees coming. You see the nice flag on top of the tree so that people know there's a temple there. In Braj, anywhere you see a big flag, then you know there's a temple there. You know, we're doing Artik, ringing Vrindadevi's bell. There's the Vrindadevi forest. There's a beautiful view from, the, you see the carved stone. And a beautiful view of the Kund. You see, and well, that, go back. You can see that now the colonnade part is all finished off in this picture. Before we saw the scaffolding there, now it's all finished off. You have another one or just that one?
Yeah, we have a nice video taken by Vrindavan Experience.
Modern technology. Yeah, just putting cow dung and working hard on it.
It's been about 15 years, huh, so far?
No, more than, it's probably more than 20 years we've been working on it. Down all together.
Yeah.
Silver Lotus was donated by Rusty Karani from, she's from Russia, but she lives in London now. One of the chief dancers of Indradumna Maharaj, used to be. There's our little chipmunk. And there's Gupta Gun, the Gun behind the Baba Samadhi on the side there. We have nice guest house, mud houses with thatched roof. If you want to stay there for some time. There's Baba Samadhi. All right. Thank you very much. You please come and visit us sometime. If you want to, we're here for a couple more days. If anybody wants to help us to,
yeah. Also, as you saw in the photographs, different pictures that devotees are taking prasad under the bare sunlight. So it was Dinabandhu Prabhu's desires and a lot of devotees' desires to make a thatched roof prasadam hall. Is to give the braja feelings and also give the devotees a shade to have sit over there and have prasadam. So for this, if anyone wants to donate a little bit for this project, then it would be wonderful. Vrinda Devi will definitely bless you because it will be a good service for the devotees. And of course a service to Vrinda Devi and Vrindavan. So if anyone wants Dinabandhu, you can directly give it to Dinabandhu Prabhu. He is in charge of all the projects of the Vrindakund. It will definitely help a lot.
In charge, I'm just watching.
It will definitely help a lot. Thank you very much.
And we're also, this distributing our book, Rajlila, if anybody also goes to...
Yes, so these books are basically... what we have is whatever money that comes from the book directly goes for this Vrindakun temple. Whatever, even if you are buying a book or gifting a book to someone for that, whatever money we are collecting, it's basically all for Vrindadevi. So in that way also you can help, just get a book and you can be a part of this service. So we have Vrajalila part 2 with us. We ran out of part 1. We are trying to put it over in Amazon very soon. So part 2 is, it has no connection with part 1. Both parts define different parts of Vrindavan and its intricate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Which
has got a connection. One is from Bisram Ghat in Mathura to Nandagam, and the other one is, part 2 begins from, after Nandagam we come to Javad back to Bisram Ghat.
Okay. So you need to have both. So if anybody would love to come, love to have one, so please come, and Dinabandhu Prabhu would love to sign the book for you.
And the story today is in the first chapter of part 2. The drama today, the story is in part 2. Hare Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Brinda Devi Maharani ki.
Jai.
Sri Vrindavan Dama ki.
Jai.